Joining us down to Grand Avenue Chauffeur Transportation VIP Hotline, a guy who probably knows his way around a rib or two, one Mr. Barry Trotz. Trotzy, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
Hi, John. How are you?
Tremendous. Last time you were involved in an award show, I think I was standing on the stage with you in the back getting ready to do the Pepsi Awards there down at the Grand Ole Opry. This will be a little bit bigger deal here now. Second time in with the Jack Adams. Is it one of these things, you know, you're just an honor to be nominated, or are you ready to bring home the trophy?
Well, probably a little bit of both. I'm honored to be nominated. I always look at it as a as an organizational award, you know, with the staff and ownership and all the players getting it done every night. But, you know, I'm fine either way. I'd like to bring home a trophy, a major trophy for the organization and to be represent them well. At the same time, I don't mind being Susan Lucci if that's it. We get nominated. It still means that we're doing well as an organization.
Yeah, you might sell those last 1,000 seats every night if you were Susan Lucci, though. You know, if you were rocking that, it might not be bad. You got, you know, everybody always talks about, you know, the Predators and they don't get any national recognition and nobody cares and they don't even know we're playing any NHL down here and all this stuff. But really, come on, you got the GM is up for Executive of the Year. The coach is up for the Jack Adams. Your blue liner is up, you know, for the Norris with Shea Weber, and you got a Vezina Trophy finalist. They know that you guys are playing. That's pretty strong stuff to be nominated for.
Yeah, I think obviously, you know, people in the know that we do a real good job, but I think obviously playing Vancouver in the playoffs, and I think that opened up a lot of people's eyes. A lot of people that don't get a chance to come to Nashville on a regular basis that had to cover the Canucks and our series really got their eyes open to a real good market and a real good hockey team. So I don't think we're going to be under the radar any longer.
Look, we all love Shea, too, but we know that the negotiations are underway, and I know that's not your area, that's David's area. But, you know, if he walks away with the Norris, the price just went up. You know what I'm saying? It's just going to be a little It's going to be a little bit tougher after Wednesday if he walks away with that thing, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, no question. I think we openly talked that I think it would only we feel that Shea is very capable of winning the Norris Trophy very shortly, if not in a few days, and be a regular person in that running year in and year out. Just as we've talked about Ryan Suter in the same vein. So, you know, from that standpoint, I think it's well-deserved. And, you know, if you earn it, you'll earn it. So I thought he had an outstanding year, and I sure hope he wins it this year.
Barry Trotz with us on the Grand Avenue Chauffeur Transportation VIP Hotline. Barry, since the Bruins raised the cup, I've been in here and I've talked to players about this on and off the air. I've talked to other people about it. And I say that, look, you look at that Bruins team, and you look at what they've been through the last few years, and you look at the Nashville Predators, and you look at the way they're strong from the back end, and you look at Chara, and I think that Shea Weber is every bit, if not better, than Zdeno Chara. And I think you get a younger version of a Tim Thomas-type goalie, aggressive, that does a wonderful job. Obviously, they're both finalists for the Vezina. I know that there's a little bit of young firepower there with Boston, but when I look at Boston winning a cup, I say to myself, you know what? The Preds are not that far away from being that team. You guys seem to be very similar to the team that just raised the cup. If you can just squeeze some offensive firepower out of somebody to step up and be a Marchand-type guy out of your young guys.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you're correct. You're accurate on that because – you know, I after we had lost to Vancouver and they started playing and you're watching and, you know, I talked to Shea, I talked to two of our players. I'm watching. I know we're very close. The top two teams defensively were playing in the final. We were number three defensively. An area that we want to improve a little bit is our forwards. And that either through internally, you know, getting some of our young guys to produce on a regular basis, or maybe making one of those deals where we move one of our young defensemen to add some firepower up front. But I feel that, it's so tight. I think if you look at it every year and if you get everything falling into place, there's probably a dozen teams that can win the cup every year right now.
Yeah.
And that's just the way the NHL is. So, you know, you're going to have some luck. You know, in Vancouver's case, I thought Vancouver ran into a couple injuries. Danny Hamus was a real big loss that really put a premium on their back end. But Boston stayed fairly healthy, so you're going to need some luck. But I think it's so close that you know we've gained so much ground, so much experience in the last couple of years that if you said the Nashville Predators were capable of winning the Cup next year, Yeah, I think we are, with a piece or two here and there.
Your phone rings, and on line one, it's Jaromir Jagr. And he says, in his broken Czech English, whatever it is he's got, he wants to be a predator. And then line two is ringing, Jaromir, let me put you on hold, and it's Alexander Radulov. Which one of those calls do you take?
I'm taking Radulov.
Yeah? I'm with you.
He was drafted by the Predators. He knows our culture. He's got an upside. And, I think he's got a lot of fire in his belly. So it's Radulov, no question.
Do you think that there's a possibility that he'd be ready, to do that? And because I know that they can figure out something as far as the money and honoring that $900,000 a year and all of that. Do you think at some point he's ready to come back and show that he can be an MVP type in the best league in the world, not just some Russian league?
Yeah, I think so. One thing about Alex is that I think Alex is a guy that, most young guys, that want to feel loved and all that and want to be, get a lot of face time and be the man. And I think Rad was in that situation where he wanted to be the guy, and he wanted it right now. And that's why he chose the Russian league. I think he's going to mature out of that and want to play in the best league, because he's very, very intelligent in terms of understanding the NHL, the history, and all the other things. And he wants to really, you talk about benchmark himself and see where he fits in the best league in the world. I think that curiosity is going to, at some point, get the better of him. And I don't know if it's going to be this year or next year or the following year, but that will happen at some point.
I think the guys will take care of the business in the room, do what they got to do, and then I think enough time has passed to where he can make that transition and be ready to go, and everybody would forget about where he was, by November,
Get over it.
Yeah. All right, Coach.
One thing about sports, we have short-term memories, and it's all about winning.
That's right. We love you, winter tie. So, all right, have a good time out there in Vegas. Bring us back that award, and whether you do or not, if you get two out of four, two out of four would be a good run for the Preds out there. So enjoy your time out there. We appreciate you, as always, coming on the show.
Thanks, Tom. Take care.
All right, that's Barry Trotz.